I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Plunta.
And we're two peas in a podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, January 18th, 2016.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joseph. How was your weekend?
Pretty good. Yours?
It was great. A lot better than Celine Dion's, I guess we could say.
Yeah, I'm not a big Celine Dion fan, but I mean, that's rough for anybody to lose her husband and her brother in, like, what, 2-3 days?
Yeah, all within the span of, like, a weekend.
And both from cancer, right?
Both from cancer. It's really unfortunate. So, you know, we all know her husband, who she's been married to for quite some time, passed away. He pretty much, like, made her who she is. So, you know, and then within 2-3 days, her brother dies.
Yeah.
Her older brother dies of cancer. So it's got to be, definitely has to be a rough time for her right now. I'm not the biggest Celine fan either, but of course, you know, being Canadian, we have to pay homage to her, of course.
Yeah, and I mean, we're all weirded out by the relationship between her and her husband. I mean, because they first met when she was like 13 or something.
Oh my God, like a child.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But, and then, you know, their whole wedding was
a big thing.
Yeah, and so we followed these people, and it is a sad, I mean, you know, it is a sad time for her, obviously, and, you know, for Canadian music, because if it wasn't for him, a lot of us would not have known of her. And
right, exactly. So who knows? Who knows what to come from Celine after this? Who knows? Do you think she'll ever remarry?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I really don't know.
I think...
She'd probably end up like some, you know, like Madonna and marry someone younger than she is.
Right?
And go through
still
that.
She's still got some good time in her. She's not...
Is she like 50 yet?
She has to be.
Yeah.
I would think so. But even then, that's not... I mean, in today's world, that's not old at all.
No.
Well, 50's never really been old, but...
Well, in the 1700s, I would have been old.
I'm sure in the 1700s, that was probably out. That was probably like the lifespan of people was 50.
But, you know, I was just thinking that President Obama had his final State of the Union address on Tuesday.
Yeah,
and he had that thing about cancer being the next moonshot. So, you know, who knows, 5-10 years down the road, you know, I mean, there have been advances, I guess, in sort of medical technology with regards to cancer. But, I mean, people are still dying from it, so who knows?
Unfortunately, which is crazy. It's like, you know, in this day and age, with all of the research and all the advancements that have been made, I don't think people should be dying of this disease anymore. We're able to keep people with HIV/AIDS alive.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we not able to keep people with cancer alive, or at least prevent it? Like, there's got to be something.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at cancer for, say, 50, 60 years ago to cancer of today, if you get cancer, say, in your breast, you're not going to die from it as you did, say, 50 years ago. But still, if you get cancer in your pancreas, that's a quick death, or your lung or something like that, that's quick. So I think there have been, like melanoma, for example, no one dies from that really anymore. I mean, some people do, but, you know... It depends where you get it, and you know, so. But I mean, Joe Biden, President Obama said that he's in charge of all of this. He's, you know, he lost his son to cancer not too long ago. So,
Well, let's hope something. You know, hopefully something good will eventually come of all of this.
But if you read Van City Buzz, though, you'll probably die from a terrorist before you'll die from cancer.
Oh. God, according to them, you know, if we're going by Van City News standards, like, the insanity. So what we're talking about, basically, is over the weekend. It didn't happen over the weekend, did it?
No,
happened
it was
last week.
Thursday night.
So Thursday night, there was some video footage that came out of three men taking pictures of what I guess seem to be the entrances of Pacific Center Mall. So
they were taking photographs.
Photos, yes, on their cell phones as they said the entrances. The part that really irks me is the big headline that Van City Buzz used of three Middle Eastern men.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, that instills the fear in people. And not only that, but I think a little judgmental, a bit, and jumping the gun just a little. Because at the time, they happen to be the only news outlet. I mean, not only reporting this, also showing the faces of these people who, to me, are innocent until proven guilty or otherwise. And at this point, I don't think we should have been parading their faces around, accusing them of something, of guilt, when we've yet to determine anything yet.
Well, to be fair, what Van City Buzz had published was this bulletin that had been circulated amongst the department, the police department, and other police agencies. And what they were interested in was finding out who these people were because they were doing something suspicious at the mall, and they wanted to bring them in for questioning.
And I get that part, but I think it also there's a lack of professionalism on Density Buzz's part to use their discretion and say maybe there's certain things they could have said, could have not said in their post, in their headline. I think immediately when somebody reads a headline of three Middle Eastern men seen taking photos, like, holy shit, people are freaking out. They're thinking, this mall is going to get blown up. First of all, we're so presumptuous. We're so already programmed by the news and the media to think three Middle Eastern men, mall's getting blown up. Like, we don't know that. That's insane. And it just was really, to me, it just showed a real lack of professionalism on the part of Density Buzz.
Well, I mean, I've had Justin McElroy on this show before, and he's a producer of Global, and he's been on Twitter. If you follow him on Twitter, he's been a harsh critic of Van City Buzz when criticism is warranted, and unfortunately for that website, they get criticized a lot because they've screwed up a lot. I mean, the allegations of plagiarism, hysteria, like this matter, and the sort, and publicity for things that may not be altogether ethical. So Van City Buzz, I don't think, has a reputation amongst, say, lapidary journalists of being a reliable news source. But at the same time, I mean, how did you get you got news of this Thursday night because of their posts, say, on Facebook? I mean, people were texting me things that they'd read off of Facebook from this site. So, I mean, everybody reads them.
Well, as soon as I saw the post, though, from Van City Buzz, I was like, oh, my God, really? I thought it was disgusting right away. I thought, how do we know this? Even in the article, there was so little information that they could even give us.
Well, to be fair, now I'm not defending Van City Buzz at all,
but what
they were reporting was simply rewriting. And unfortunately, this is if you look at some of their theater reviews, sometimes they're essentially just rewriting the press releases. Because I mean, I get those same press releases, and that's what they're doing. They're rewriting everything that I've seen. So that's what they were doing, and you know, they got it first because of a tip.
In light of all of the things going on in our city right now, as far as Syrians and refugees. I'm no journalist, so I don't know how the world works in that journalism world. But I think there's a certain set of ethics or morals that one has to have that says, like, you know, think before posting, as you would with your Facebook account or anything else. I'm especially blown away because, you know, the editor of Van City Buzz is somebody who is, I guess, of Middle Eastern descent themselves. So I wouldn't think that they'd be especially as so quick as to post something depicting really their own people as terrorists is the way I see it. So quick to make that judgment and to put that presumption in people's minds. So I just thought that was just a real big lack of professionalism and a lack of judgment as a professional, putting something out there to the people and to the public that's clearly going to set in fear-mongering and set out mass hysteria, you know?
And then Sunday, the mayor has met with the two men and the kid,
right,
and has apologized to them.
OK, because now we got to backpedal, right?
Yeah.
Because we've accused three innocent people, shown their faces, and you know, accused them of possibly being terrorists that were possibly going to blow up our mall. Like, really?
I had a conversation with Farhan Mohammed on Twitter Thursday night after all this broke, and invited him on the program to talk about Van City Buzz. And, I mean, the invitation still stands, so if he's willing to come on, I doubt he will if he's getting sued by some of these folks. But, you know, as I said,
Hey, why not? Maybe he can vindicate himself.
I will renew the invitation to Mr. Mohammed, and he's welcome to come on the show and talk about Van City Buzz and their so-called news operation.
Well, yeah, I would love to know the thought process behind that particular situation, but as far as Van City Buzz as a whole, I just wonder what, you know, I guess kind of what the credentials are behind their journalistic.
Well, a lot of people, I think very few people have considered them journalists, and I think that's the mistake that readers online have made in thinking that they were.
So to me, is it a published blog? It seems to me it's like a published blog because it's the personal opinions of
It's a marketing blog. It's a marketing blog that I think had aspirations to be a news operation.
Okay.
And I think this proves that they aren't.
Well, yeah. You do your research, right? I don't know. The whole situation just gave me all kinds of feelings of not good. Not good feelings.
The people who are feeling good, though, are these Powerball winners in the United States this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Any millions of dollars will make anything better, right?
It's the largest jackpot in history. Is that right? $1.5 billion?
It's a crazy amount of money.
And then everyone, even here, was buying. They were going to the States buying tickets and bringing them back. I mean, you know friends, and I know friends that did that.
Yeah, we do. Isn't there rules? Like, there's rules around that, right?
Well, there was no rule in terms of a Canadian winning the Powerball.
Right.
But there were some rules in terms of Washington State bringing the tickets back and forth across the border that you couldn't do that.
Okay.
So some people said that. Yeah, some people had bought tickets and they were seized at the border because you couldn't import them back. So
that really sucks. So sometimes those border guards are real losers. But, you know, I honestly didn't even buy it because I was like, whatever.
Do you buy the lotto here, though, if it hits whatever?
I have. I don't even know how to buy lotto tickets. I suck at buying lotto tickets. But I did watch this show the other day on, like, probability and cause and things like that. So I'm feeling a bit more like hopeful in my skills now. So I might play the lotto this week just from like some things I learned from this show.
Well, I made a joke about taking the Super Bowl, what is it? Powerball.
Yeah.
And getting the numbers that were drawn and playing them on the 649 here. And I guess you're not supposed to because those numbers have already been drawn, right?
They've already been used.
So what are these things in terms of the problem? Are you using your birthdays and things like that, or dates and things?
Well, those are usual things that we do, right? Like, I can't give out too many secrets because obviously
you want to use them for yourself.
Well, yeah, that would just be ridiculous if I were to tell you everything. I would just really be lowering my chances even more. But one thing I thought was so smart was, I guess they were saying usually we use birthdays, and I don't even know how many numbers numbers can you pick.
Well, I always buy the 649, and the
that
one
that goes up to 49, right?
Yeah, so that's up to 49, and that's six numbers you pick. And now
right.
I never pick I always get the mini dip, which gets me into the 649, the BC49, and then gives me four numbers for the extra.
The extra,
and that's only $5, and I do that once a week, say.
See, that's reasonable. I'd do that. So, okay, so that's called a mini dip. See, I'll try that. But this guy was saying most people do birthdays, and you shouldn't do birthdays because that limits you to the numbers between 1 and 31. Duh.
No, but right? I mean, some people also do the months and the years, right?
So Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're both born in 82.
So
just go up
like 28.
Yeah, or 8 and 2.
Right.
Or 10 if you add them up together.
We do that, but see, still, that's still limiting us. He also says never, you should not do the quick picks.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Well, because these are computer-generated numbers, and as are the numbers when they're picked. And the likelihood of, like, a quick pick coming up is not, it's, the probability is quite low.
So should I then pick numbers, make my own numbers, my own set of six?
Yes.
And then play those every week, or should I switch them up and use another?
From what I understand, I would get some numbers, some good solid numbers, and just play those regularly.
Huh.
My grandparents have been playing for like a million years. They play the same numbers, and we're not millionaires yet, unless they've won them and just haven't told us.
The other thing, when you go to a Chinese restaurant, you get a fortune cookie. You get the fortune, and on the back are the numbers. Can I play those?
I would.
You would?
Yeah. I would, yeah. I'm one of those people, though. I'm like, oh, that was a sign. I should. But, yeah, why not? What do you have to lose, right?
Yeah, my grandmother, when she was alive, she used to tell us that sometimes she'd dream of numbers and then play those.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, I never get six numbers, though, in a dream.
No, not six numbers, but it's that old school way of thinking, right? If you think like, you know, oh, I dreamt of a chicken, that means 12, or, you know, crazy things like that. But you know how it is. And so that's probably where she got her numbers from.
All right, so when I go to the lotto shop, the gas station, I guess, near my house, I'll get one of them forms. And then I just happened to have here on my desk a fortune cookie fortune, and I'll play these numbers. I've got six numbers here.
Yeah, try it out.
And we'll see what happens.
We'll see if you're not back next week, we'll know that you've won the lottery and you've left the country. So I'll just assume that.
So today is, they say, well, they call it Blue Monday, and they say it's the saddest day of the year?
Yeah, like, the most depressing day of the year, yeah.
Because I guess everybody's credit card bill comes in today.
God.
Is that right? I mean, I don't know really what the... But I read something on CBC last night saying that it's not... The science doesn't back that up. But, I mean, everyone says that this Monday, this third Monday of the year, is when people are the most depressed. Numbers to suicide hotlines and the sort go up. I don't know how true that is, but I mean,
that's just, I don't know where they get these stats from, but I will say that, yeah, definitely I think January as a whole is depressing. God.
Yeah, the weather isn't too good.
The weather's shit.
Today and the rest of the week apparently is going to rain a lot all week here in Vancouver, so I mean.
Yeah.
But
that's what they've called for. Weather sucks. If you're like most of us, we're all poor by now, like extremely poor, and we all have no money.
But those ads during Christmas said that you had to use your debit card rather than your credit card.
Yeah, exactly.
No one listened to those.
So that's, well, I did, and that was real money I was spending, and now it's gone. So. It would have been better if I had a credit card if I was using credit, that would have been one thing. But yeah, no, that was real cash money, so.
There was one thing I read on heard on the news a couple weeks ago. They were saying that the Sunday, I guess last Sunday or the Sunday before, people can look it up on the CBC's website again, that it was the sort of people are on dating sites that Sunday night the most.
Oh, really?
And they've tracked it like all these other, we've talked about dating sites before.
Yeah.
That
yes.
They had high traffic on the Sunday
before.
Or yeah, the before going to work, I guess. The Sunday, because everyone goes back to work the first Monday after New Year's.
Right.
The Sunday before, everybody's on these dating sites. And they claim that it has to do with sort of someone wants to find somebody special because they've spent the holidays alone. Or they've been going to family events where inevitably questions come up, right?
You know what it is? Like I've said to my actually friend at work, you can't get into a new relationship around Christmas time, right? there's too many things, too many now obligations that may come about. Do I have to buy this person a present? There's so many assumptions. So it's better to just, like, stay clear of that relationship thing around that time of year.
So then this time of year is the best time then, right?
Yeah, because it's like, well, it's good and it's bad because, again, you are poor. You know what I mean? But, again, for women, yeah, we're poor, so we're looking for a guy that's probably going to want to take us out to dinner or something because we're broke. So it is a good time to probably look for somebody.
but you only have a small window, though, don't you? Because we're coming up to Valentine's Day, too,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So you don't want to get
Joseph,
trapped in that.
These are, like, key points right now, okay? So for me, I'm probably staying single for the rest of the year. It's done. It's January 15th, or no, the 18th.
Yeah.
So we're already midway into January. You would have had to already been with somebody for at least a week to at least have it be a month in a relationship by Valentine's Day. Because then, you know, at a month, then I feel like, okay, maybe I should buy this person something. If it's only been 2 weeks, that level of obligation is too much. You know.
So the chances of, say, a woman finding a date or a relationship between now and, say, oh, I don't know, the 15th of February, those are nil because guys are probably less inclined to do that?
I think you should just maybe not. I just, you know, it depends, though. Maybe it's somebody you've already known. I don't know, but to me it would just feel forced.
Do you watch The Office at all?
Yeah, I do. I love The Office.
So there was the episode.
I don't watch the original, but yeah.
So in the American version, Kelly Kapoor character played by Mindy Kaling, she and Ryan hook up on the 13th of February.
Yeah.
And then Ryan realizes the date and just he's screwed, right? Because now she's in love, and that sets off, you know, the stormy relationship that they had till the end of the show.
Exactly.
So you do have to look at the calendar, I guess, right? Yeah.
Oh, you better make sure of the calendar, because that might just screw you for the rest of eternity. Don't get into relationships, you know, a week before Valentine's Day.
But back to this Blue Monday thing for a sec. Do you feel, though, emotionally or spiritually or any other way different this time of year, say this week, as opposed?
I don't know about this week. The week's still, you know, just starting, really. Mondays are always kind of depressing for me. But, yeah, I mean, this month, in general, I think I've been maybe a little bluer than years past. I think it's mostly just, like, the finances. The cost of things are so much more, and, yeah.
Well, the prices of everything have gone up. I mean, cauliflower, for example, is like $5 a head now, things
God.
Like that.
I mean, are you reading my mind? I was just going to say that. I was at Superstore this weekend, and yeah, cauliflower, $5.68. I was like, are you kidding me? This inflation is insane.
Well, a guy on Twitter who I follow, he was saying that it was like for one bunch of green onions, it was $2.50.
Yeah, and those aren't even organic, I'm sure.
No.
You know, so it's, things are getting pricier, and I think, and this was also, like, the first year that I did, you know, it was just me and the kids for Christmas, and I probably spent more on them than I should have.
Yeah.
So that kind of, you know, set me back, and that's always depressing when you, and then, you know, January is new fees for everything, housing charges go up, everything goes up. Gym fees go up.
Yeah. MSP premiums. I mean, everyone's talking about that the last couple weeks.
All of that stuff. So, yeah, I'm sure by this time of the month, people are just kind of like, oh, they've come off that high from Christmas and the holidays, and it's now time to really swallow the damage that they've done.
Yeah, the cool gifts you got are either broken or, like, one friend on Facebook was saying that his sweater that he got for Christmas, that got worn out or pulled apart, so that's...
Already?
Yeah.
Well, that was a waste.
So, yeah. So, on that note, I guess... Let's try to make it through this Blue Monday, won't we?
We're almost there.
Yeah.
And then another Monday will come, and, you know, it'll be the same thing again.
Indeed.
Hopefully not as blue.
Yeah.
Well, that's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, January 18th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.